This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Regardless of whoever wins the White House, we are facing serious geopolitical and economic challenges that could lead to the next great financial crisis. You need a recognized safe haven asset for your portfolio and IRA, and that asset is gold. Call Goldline and add physical gold to your portfolio or IRA at 800-913-GOLD. Goldline, been helping people diversify their portfolio with gold for over 55 years, rated A-plus by the BDB. Read Goldline's important risk information, but do it now, because crazy times are coming. 800-913-GOLD. 800-913-GOLD.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
We have Jesse Winton on. He's made a new documentary, new movie called Targeted, Exposing the Gun Control Agenda. Wanted to have him on because a lot of people think, oh, millennials, they don't, you know, they're not doing it. Here's a guy who's 22 years old making a documentary on the Second Amendment. Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Did you study filmmaking, or where? How did you get into this?
I actually am by and large self-taught. Really, just kind of developed a passion for film when I was young, and started, you know, thinking about ideas for documentaries. Produced a documentary with my dad and brother when I was about 15, 16 years old, and then was looking for another project. And the idea for a project on gun control came up, and Targeted is the result.
Okay, are you a gun owner? Are you a shooter? I mean,
yeah, it's actually interesting. I am a gun owner, but I am not what would probably be typically considered a gun person. Mm-hmm. In that, I don't particularly enjoy shooting as a sport. You know, I do shoot every once in a while, but I have guns as tools. So for me, this idea and the motivation to make this project was less about guns in and of themselves and more about the problems that I was seeing with our government and where we're going and the type of borderline tyrannical government that we are dealing with today and the continual violation of the Constitution and civil liberties. And this just happened to be one of the foundational issues that was regularly discussed and regularly brought up. So the motivation for the film for me is less about the guns themselves and more about the ideas of freedom that we're trying to hold up through the project.
Tell me, you wrote an op-ed in the Washington Times. Again, 22-year-old Jesse Winton, filmmaker of Targeted, the movie, targetedthemovie.com. You wrote an op-ed last week. You said why millennials are skeptical of gun control. Do you want to get into that?
Yeah. You know, I think that it goes hand in hand with what I'm seeing with people in my own age group, with millennials. I'm seeing a split right down the middle that is pushing millennials either incredibly libertarian or incredibly more socialistic, more, you know, the Bernie Sanders supporters were, yeah, a lot of right. them were millennial college students. So I think that what we're seeing is a trend that is pushing millennials more and more towards civil liberty, more and more towards understanding freedom and really caring about freedom, again, because I think a more libertarian ideal that is being promulgated by millennials. To me, I think that millennials are really, you know, I don't see a ton of millennials that are really gun people. I think more millennials would fall into the same category as myself. They see them as being a necessary part of the society that we live in today. But the skepticism towards gun control from millennials, I think, is more related to how passionate a lot of millennials are becoming about civil liberties. And we've seen in the past couple of years with Edward Snowden you know, the NSA, how important surveillance is to millennials, that they really are caring about the Constitution, they're caring about their freedom, and they're caring about this continual government overreach. And so that translates into skepticism related to gun control.
This is great. So how do you see, Jesse, because I see both parties, I have only 1 minute, I see both parties falling apart in the future for millennials, if it hasn't already. Where do you see the future of, let's just nail it to gun control? What's going to happen?
You know, I think that a lot of that will you know, change in November. A lot of that we'll be able to see what happens after the election and kind of have an idea of where we're headed. But by and large, I still have a lot of hope for America. I still think that we have these foundational ideas of freedom that aren't going anywhere. People really understand at the core who we are as Americans, what we stand for, and so I think that it's going to be a tough uphill battle for anyone that wants to take that away.
Okay, one night only movie event, theaters nationwide tomorrow night. You can find out where it's showing at targetedthemovie.com. Targetedthemovie.com. Well spoken, well thought out, millennial. Support him. Support the millennials who are standing up for the fence around the American idea, the Constitution. Targetedthemovie.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Regardless whoever wins the White House, we are facing serious geopolitical and economic challenges that could lead to the next great financial crisis. You need a recognized safe haven asset for your portfolio and IRA, and that asset is gold. Call Goldline and add physical gold to your portfolio or IRA at 800-913-GOLD. Goldline, been helping people diversify their portfolio with gold for over 55 years, rated A+ by the BDB. Read Goldline's important risk information, but do it now, because crazy times are coming. 800-913-GOLD. 800-913-GOLD.